This podcast features adults using adult language.
So what kind of guy are you? You're the leader, right?
Yeah.
Chris, so, you're a leader.
Who are you?
Yeah. No, we've made the characters.
Yeah.
Right? Cargill, two coins?
Yeah, I'm just going to leave it. I like that.
If there's any questions about any of the items on the sheet, you can call me Carl. Carl, it's already happened.
Yeah.
Cargill, two coins.
He's got two nicknames. He's Cargill, Carl, and then also in quotes, two coins.
and then parentheses.
Three coins.
And then brackets.
Two coins, also three coins. If you knew me in college, I was three coins.
In three coins, but also right. Also it's tied to the gold price.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like
it was
there was rough times. His value is set,
time.
But during economic hard times, he might be a copper.
And depending on what lady I'm talking to.
Oh, you might crank it up.
How many coins? They call me four coins, but you didn't know that. Guess why?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, four.
Four coins. Whatever those might be.
There are more where that came from. Actually, no. That's why they call me that.
Because
it's a set number.
I was just going to say, there's a point at which you can oversell it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like you can sort of see that. You can see it in their expression.
Yeah.
As soon as you begin to amplify it, there is an event horizon.
There's a threshold.
Exactly. Beyond which
you can't jump up like I'm Mr. Thousand.
You're no longer tiddly.
It's not believable anymore.
Now you're a horrifying creature.
Well,
you're a desert mutant.
It's just accounting at that point. What if I gave you my account, my statement?
Right.
At the end of the month, like I could tell you I have 1,786 coins.
Yeah. At this time,
it's not catchy.
No. It doesn't speak for you.
If you buy them a drink, do you have to change your name? Because you spent a little.
So Dark Sun.
Oh, four coins. You know, it's like, it's actually two coins now. Yes, Dark Sun is a place. Like I said, we have created the character concepts. You can see that they each have a theme, which is something new. Anything that's on that character sheet that you are curious about, now is an incredible time. To discuss those items.
All right, is Dark Sun the name of a place or just the name of this?
Why is the sun so dark here?
You know, surprisingly, the sun is actually very bright. That's a misnomer.
I'm done with this shit.
In my estimation, I think it's a substantial, it's a concern for the brand going forward.
Yeah, but bright sun doesn't sound very good, does it?
Well, no. You're moving into like a rainbow bright kind of Care Bears
pleasing
type
sun.
Environment.
Beach. You know,
pleasant sun.
Yeah.
This sucks.
Fun sun.
As a post-apocalyptic, actually, I guess it's pre-apocalyptic. It's like it'd be as though the apocalypse happened in the future, but you're in the past after time had looped. I would say that's the right description.
I don't know if I like that.
I'm sure they're shitting themselves.
That's confusing.
No.
Well, it's like the apocalypse for the era. We're a little bit beyond where things went wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Blade Runner.
It's an apocalypse in a
hard candy show.
Yeah, it's a delicious apocalypse. No, the basic idea of the Dark Sun context is that it is. I would say it's almost a medieval apocalypse. It's an apocalypse by a different route. It's not an industrial event. It is unchecked sorcery.
Oh, that's what caused the apocalypse, huh?
Magic?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, that might be a spoiler.
Oh, shit.
No, I read all about it.
Yeah, but it distinguishes itself in a couple ways. I would say that, a lot of times it's like you're talking about magic, and it's like, hey, magic, that's totally rad. That is not the first thought of a person on Athas, the world of Dark Sun. There might be one person in 1,000 who has a high opinion of sorcery as a way of bettering the human condition.
Well, they tried that already.
It's almost universally considered evil. And there is a way to... I mean, magic inherently, the power that magic draws comes from life force. Creatures, people, plants.
So you cast a spell, does something die?
Yes.
Wow.
It sucks its power.
There is a method of using magic that does not do that. It's substantially more difficult to learn, and at the
not
end
as
of
much
it,
fun.
Yeah, you get less miles per spell.
Yeah,
so you're not able to get into the advanced perks. You don't get access to the Admiral's Lounge, for example. No, but basically, preservation which is the would be the good magic, quote unquote, of this setting. Even preservers aren't considered much better than their defiler counterparts. And it's also quite true that magic, preservation magic, or indeed any non-sanctioned magic, any magic that isn't sanctioned by the sorcerer kings, is literally illegal.
Why would sorcerers be kings here if sorcerers are so bad, if magic's so bad?
Well, because they're the only ones that can do it.
Oh.
And they've established...
Are the people mad about that?
More or less. I think that in general people are just trying to survive from day to day.
Oh, they don't have time to get pissed.
That's right.
Because they're really hungry.
Yes, or they're a slave. And they have other shit to worry about.
They're slaves?
Yes, I would say that
slavery is
quite common.
This is dark sun.
Yes, I was just going to say, as suns go, maybe not the best. Maybe not the best
like
sun.
Is it still like a fantasy, like, or are there like trains and stuff?
There are no trains. there are no
what?
Trains.
What? Like, Eberron has trains, doesn't it?
And it's fantasy.
I didn't realize.
Are they
made out of
lightning rails?
I don't know.
It's the ants. It's ant rail.
I just want to know, like, what kind of world I'm going into.
A blasted...
Can I hail a cab?
A blasted wasteland.
What kind of snacks are there?
a vast desert, as far as a substantial portion of the population is aware, dotted by tyrannical city-states operated by capricious and often bizarre sorcerer kings and even one sorcerer queen.
So there's not really, like, forests and stuff?
No. No.
Are there dragons?
The idea of a forest outside of magically sustained forests.
Oh.
The idea of a forest would be almost inconceivable.
So you could not get like a chef salad.
Well, you could get their equivalent of a chef salad, which is your own liver, eaten out of your body by yourself.
Oh.
That would be their chef salad.
That's not really something good. I would order.
That would be the Ethasian chef salad.
It's pretty delicious.
Yeah. No.
Are there dragons?
You wouldn't order it. There are drakes.
Is that like a dragon?
They are not what you would think of as a dragon, no.
Okay.
So this is just dungeons, basically. It's dungeons and drakes.
Dungeons and drakes.
They're taking it in
and
totally
dark
new,
suns.
They're taking it in a totally new direction. All right, so who do we have here before us as the adventure begins?
Look.
Let's start with our fearless leader.
Yeah.
Guys, my name is Cargill, Two Coins. You can call me Two Coins, or you can call me Carl, which is what I used to go by in middle school. It stuck. Okay?
But remember, this is a grim middle school.
Yeah, the two
it's
coins.
It's stuck, you come and go.
The two coins represent the coins you place on the eyes of the kids whose lunch money you stole.
Right.
Just lay there. I'm not dead. Sit down.
Right, and unfortunately, in that action of bullying them, I gave up two coins. You're dead now. Well, I got your coins. Shut up. Oh, I'm hungry.
So it sucks. As a methodology.
Yeah, it wasn't very smart.
But you were young. You were young. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I was probably 19, 20.
Yeah.
So it's been 2 years. I learned a lot. Do you have not prepared any other backgrounds, right?
No, my background's provided for me.
No, no, no. That's just flavor on there. That is not something that you have to think about at all.
I like to discover that as we go.
Oh, yeah, no.
Absolutely. But I can tell you something about the basic mechanics there.
The warlord.
Exactly. So a skirmishing warlord is a leader who leads mostly from the back.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't really
Hey-o.
Go. He doesn't really go. To,
he said from the back, not the butt.
Was that erotic?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a hard time telling sometimes, but essentially, from a distance, sort of managing the battle.
Did you redraw it?
Yeah.
You see, yours got better. Mine got worse.
Yeah, it's usually how it works.
But the theme there is Templar.
What's your second one?
I can see your confused expression,
mm-hmm.
and I'm ready to help you.
Like yeah, I need to know because he's human.
I like
that
him.
Confuses me.
That's
but
right.
he's also a,
I like
he's a skirmishing
is like a
warlord.
Scorpion tail tattoo.
But
right.
he's a Templar
he's
theme. Which means what?
Let's say about a theme. So the way that a theme works is that in regular Dungeons and Dragons 4th edition, as you gain levels, you can eventually choose a Paragon path.
Right.
Which is a way for you to customize your character. Mm-hmm. In Dark Sun, there are Paragon paths, but there are also themes. A theme is essentially a Paragon path, a kind of character you can choose to be from first level. They have their own powers. It helps give you some flavor, but it has there's a combat manifestation as well. A Templar is so the other thing that you should know about Athas is that gods, as you would conceive of them, say in Forgotten Realms or in the base setting, don't exist. There's no such. There'd be no similar to these forests, which very few people would ever have been able to see, let alone conceive of. The idea of a god or regular worship of a god is inconceivable.
Where'd they go?
That's an incredible question. Maybe we'll learn about that while we play.
So there's no divine powers?
There are no divine powers.
Huh.
So we've been forsaken.
What they do have, or you forsook. I mean, we'll figure it out. But a Templar is literally the agent of a Sorcerer King's will. So there was a time in your past where you served a Sorcerer King. Specifically, I think we chose Kallak, which is the Sorcerer King of Tyr. Mm-hmm. But he channels his sorceress might through you, and that allows you to manifest what you might consider divine powers in another setting.
Do I worship him?
You serve him.
Okay.
Worship is probably not a bad idea, given his incredible might. But, a Templar can be anything from a clerk. Obviously, they are not vested with substantial power in order to operate their abacus.
Mm-hmm.
But scouts, people on the front lines, people who serve Kallak in a battle context, absolutely receive a portion of his might. And that portion now is not mighty. It's mostly a vestige of your former service. The warlord is your focus now, but you were a Templar for some time, probably familial in that regard.
Do you think we're going to talk about Chris's character all night? Or
yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
he's my favorite.
Who were my parents?
That's up to you.
What kind of house did I have?
Now we're going to talk to Mike. Michael, tell me about your character.
My name is Mantis Eaglehawk.
It's Mantis now?
Mantis, yeah.
Mantis Eaglehawk.
Mantis Eaglehawk.
But you were entertaining Manus.
I was entertaining Manus and Mandus.
Mandus.
No, that's like a girl's name.
Mandus?
No, Amandus is...
Exactly.
Or Mandy.
Yeah.
No, but his name is Mandus.
But this is not... There's nothing feminine about this half-giant.
He is a half-giant arena fighter. He went to gladiator school, but he dropped out.
Yeah. It wasn't... There wasn't a challenge there?
And now he's exploring his wanderlust. He's got a lot of wanderlust, so.
Well, that's something we can investigate. Yeah. That's the sort of thing you want to put on your profile. Scott?
Oh, I am Tuzel, the bloody handed. Now, it's important to note the blood on my hand is not mine.
No, it's someone else's
my
blood.
My enemy's blood.
Mm.
You didn't just cut your hand.
No.
You were cautious.
he opens a can. Oh, and whoops. Somebody saw it. And then
that's you. That's you now.
I was born into servitude to fight in arenas and trained in unarmed combat. But the person who trained me, his school was destroyed by a rival. And I'm kind of wandering around now trying to earn enough money to buy my freedom before they realize I'm not with those who own me.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
So,
yeah. And so something else that's important to note is that a monk obviously is a considerable force as a fighter, but the source of their power is psionic.
Yeah.
They are.
It's all mental.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, their hands deal the same type of damage that a weapon would,
mm-hmm.
and it's the focused psionic power that does that. That's the other thing we should note about Athas, is that while arcane magic is almost universally reviled, psionics are a way of life.
Even mm-hmm. I have a little bit of psionic in me.
Yeah. I was just gonna say, I'm talking about.
I'm 3/4 psionic on my
on your mom's side.
I think that gives you some annual money from the casinos, from the psionic casinos. If you have at least 25%, there's some casino money, Dark Sun Casino
I'm
money
take
for
it.
You.
I don't think that I dropped out of Gladiator School because...
You change it?
Well, it turns out that my wisdom is -1. So I think I couldn't cut it in Gladiator School.
You didn't quite have what it took?
Yeah, I don't think I was able to make it.
We were about to salute Dayu. No!
What? No, that's wrong. That's wrong. You did it backwards.
That was the entrance exam. You blew it.
You blew it.
I don't even think I could find Gladiator School the first day.
Just going to a different place each day.
Well, maybe I don't like Gladiator School.
I went to a bakery and just...
Forget it.
Turn the place out.
Chris. Begin.
Holding the sword by the
blade. All these scars on him from himself.
Yeah. But there's people who train in psionics, but it's also not uncommon to develop psionic power just independently of training. Like it's that common.
Just at home.
Yeah, it'd be like a correspondence course where you get the video and then you learn to, you know, dust things psionically.
Sure.
You get the convenient. Talk. When your psionics kick in, your dad usually pulls you aside and gives you the talk.
You're noticing some changes?
Yeah. Noticing
like
some...
Like the walls are blown out of the house.
Are you controlling the pets with your mind again?
Yeah. But these are the... That's the basic material.
Okay. I'm ready to adventure.
Are we good?
I'm ready to wander some lust.
All right. It sounds good. So it sounds like, from what I've heard, we all have a reason to... except for me, because I don't literally exist in this setting. But there's a reason for everyone to be on the move, taking jobs as they come.
Simple jobs.
Yeah, where they can get them.
That's all you can handle.
lifting heavy things, putting heavy things on top of other heavy things.
Even when not asked.
Exactly.
Just of your own, like I'm a freelance, just moving boulders.
Back and forth. The city of Alteruk is one of the few cities that is not actually operated by the Sorcerer Kings. It is a group of trade concerns, different trade houses together that manifest a certain amount of protection from roving bandits and so forth. It is situated between Tyr and Balak. Balak is the closest thing you'll get to a sort of democracy where a Sorcerer King is at the top. And there is a caravan that is asking for additional protection between Alteruk and Tyr. And there is a lot of talk going around Alteruk because it is said that the Sorcerer King Kallak of Tyr was put down by a slave rebellion. Mm. I have to emphasize, how inconceivable this is.
So that's just rumor?
This is right now. It's just a rumor, but there are a lot of trade caravans that are moving out of this hold toward Tyr to verify the rumors and to try to put down stakes and see what they can get.
In case.
And the road between here and there is pretty bad.
There is no such thing as a good road.
Oh, okay.
In Dark Sun,
it's 6-lane.
If you were to
beautifully kept.
It's just a brick wall. You know, it's rush hour all the time, except instead of cars, it's horrific wasteland mutants.
Okay.
So that's the basic idea.
So we want a side
idea.
Road or what?
Well, the way that it works is that even when you would never just travel from place to place, you would probably try to go along with a trade caravan, and you would be associated with that trade caravan in a defensive capacity.
Yeah.
The idea, there's no pleasure travel.
Okay.
it just doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And you have heard that House Galash has a very well regarded scout guide named Duma that always gets the trains run on time when he's out front.
I thought you told me there weren't trains.
Well, I'm using train as a metaphor.
Oh.
This is not a literal train.
It's a train of sorrow. It's like a train of misery, of human misery.
All right.
And they have additional space, and they are leaving in the morning.
Excellent. Well, I'm up bright and early, since I only require 6 hours of sleep anyway.
I forgot to go to sleep. I'm still just standing out in front of the inn.
Why do I feel so bad?
You're where you were when I left you last night.
Yeah.
It got really cold for a while.
Look, guys, I didn't know why.
I need the work, so I'm going to get on this caravan.
Yeah.
I mean, that's primarily...
You should tie him up out front like a horse.
Just so he doesn't wander off. Like the elephant, right? He just has the rope, and then he sees the rope, and just... He, even though he's a half-giant, it doesn't occur to him that he can pull away.
He can break it off. Mantis, you want to go to here?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you do.
All right.
Let's go.
You see, and you are overjoyed to see, a group of incredibly heavy boxes... next to an empty cart.
Boxes?
Yeah, go ahead.
You have seen this configuration before and you like it.
This I can do.
Absolutely. You're also...
What's your name?
Tizzle. Toozle.
Okay. You'd probably call you Tooze or something.
You call Tooze. Two?
Tooze, look at me. Tooze, look.
Good job, Mantis.
Yeah.
Lift another one.
Okay. Thanks, Tooth.
Thanks.
Thanks. Thank you for giving me
permission. All right, so you're...
I'm just...
wants your approval so bad.
Look, one hand. Look.
Tooth, look.
I'm looking.
Tooth, look.
I'm looking. I see it. That's good.
And you're not looking.
No.
You're in the paper. I am, yes. Okay.
I'm looking.
Waving a hand. So you've taken up your... Carl, you've taken up your customary observational role.
Of course,
it works for you.
I don't go in for those shenanigans.
Yeah, you don't mix it up. Just as the carts are nearly loaded, you see what looks like a house litter, a higher up house litter, which is fashioned from a vast carapace, perhaps 40 feet in length. A vast beetle carapace that has had holes punched through for axles, drawn by six karu, which are essentially we think of them as a mix between a buffalo and a camel. It's essentially a pack animal that stores its own water. Incredibly strong,
yeah.
Idiotic. I mean, all the things that you want in something that pulls something heavy.
Sounds like someone I know.
What?
It pulls up, and you can see very clearly. That this is sub-matron Galash, her official litter. You're apparently on some kind of tour
nice.
That she's going on. But they definitely want to make a mark on this new tier if they're sending someone of this threshold down there.
So she's up in this little thing.
Yeah, she is. You imagine that she is somewhere within this armored carapace.
Would it be unthinkable for me to approach it?
Let me see. Yeah, it would be ridiculous.
Okay.
The die actually came up ridiculous. He has one back there that just has words on it.
It's just WTF. It's a question mark. What? At this point, I mean, after a job well done, that might be a better play. As it stands, I mean, in addition, there's guards that guard the entire caravan, and she has her own elites.
I see.
That flank this bizarre litter that she's got.
Maybe she'll let me talk to her, too. Because my charisma and my I have beautiful hair. Sure to impress.
Is that your distinguishing characteristic?
Yeah, I have long, flowing locks of golden black hair.
Yeah, it's a as it tends to be. It's a real motley group. These, as I said, I mean, if you're going to travel, you travel in a band like this. They're even thrycreen among the people who are traveling. This is novel here at the table, but for a person in Athens, this would also be pretty straightforward. A thrycreen is a... Mm-hmm. A thrycreen is essentially a intelligent mantis.
Seriously?
That's like my name.
Which you it always is. Wanted to be.
maybe.
Started calling yourself.
The traditional... hunting foreleg, a second pair of clever arms.
They're sentient?
Quite. Hmm. They live for...
Are they secretive?
Not especially, but they tend to live in tribes. Hmm. You can see that this one near the litter actually has the markings of House Galash on it. So you think that it may think of House Galash in some way as its clutch, like its tribe. they have an imprinting thing that they do, and so it may be that it hatched at a strange time and now serves Galash for some reason. They have a strange psychology. They don't you've heard they don't sleep.
They have anesthetic.
Just taking my jobs.
They don't understand sleep.
Taking your jobs.
Yeah, that's what I'm concerned with.
Listen, the mantis men are doing the jobs that we won't do, like eating bugs,
insects.
Yeah.
The great gate of Alteric wheels open. It's only open for comings and goings. The rest of the time, it is a hold against roving bands of elves and whatnot. Gates open. Litter leaves. You see Dumas out front. Dumas is a mule, which is a half-human, half-dwarf. Tall, stocky.
Hmm.
Bald of head.
I'm one of those, by the way.
Oh,
you are.
Nice.
The rumors that you've heard are true. He is completely blind. But he is moving out in front of the caravan. You can see that he's holding a some kind of a ball. And he has a handful of dust, and he's holding a ball in it. And he seems to be just sort of going where it tells him to go.
Oh, wow!
In the desert. It's
a sight to see, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you've heard of scouts, and you've heard of different kinds of compass devices, but this is he's definitely mastered it. It usually requires a touch of psionic power to get what you want out of it. But he's clearly a united with this device. The caravan begins to roll north. You're welcome to investigate the caravan as you're walking. You can talk to each other.
Pulling your wagon.
Yeah, you're lashed to it already. Yeah.
The reality is that a half giant pulling a caravan or even pulling a wagon would not be inconceivable.
Okay, that is cool. Definitely awesome. Pulling my wagon.
Yeah. I am sitting on the wagon.
Can I get a history check?
I would love to give you a history check.
Yeah, where's the stuff?
They're under your stats.
I am without a without a skills page.
No, I don't have that.
Here you
go.
You have a history of zero.
Oh, I see. It's written on
there. I got a sweet history.
Oh.
Ugh. But that's a terrible roll. So I got a history of 11.
17.
Okay. I got an 8, so.
It probably has to do with your heritage, but you have heard. You've heard stories about full-blooded giants that people can purchase travel on, that people travel on, literally.
On.
Oh, they're like a ship or something.
Right.
Hmm. That's crazy. Cool.
It seems awesome, basically. it seems like an awesome thing.
Which is what you aspire to be.
Yeah.
I really want
to be a full giant.
Me.
He doesn't understand that that's impossible. He's hoping that when he grows up,
he thinks that the older he gets, he'll just get.
He's been getting bigger.
He's seen it happen since he was little.
I've been eating right. When is this going to happen for me? Yeah,
it's about nutrition.
what's the caravan around? Because obviously this is a long string of carts and stuff.
Right.
Who are our neighbors in this caravan?
Near where you are standing, as new scout guards, you're near the vanguard in the front. There's probably some kind of seniority system where you get to be closer to the elites. Eventually, that has not happened this time. But where you are near the front, right just behind you, is the Thrycreen I was speaking about earlier. It's making some like a humming, almost like a katydid type sound. You assume it's either a form of communication or just a way to pass the time.
Hmm.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't like them.
You don't like the Kreen?
No. I'm not down. they're gross. They're bug men. They make things. They make juices.
Yeah. Listen, it gets worse.
Yeah.
You can see you see her scoop up a handful of sand with one of her clever manipulating hands at her waist.
Horrible.
As they're walking. And you can see her pull something out of a pouch and chew it. And then she begins to mix a thick saliva with the sand, pulling it out from time to time to shape it with her hands until she has something that looks like a crystalline boomerang.
Oh.
She has made a bladed weapon while you're on the road.
So you guys look back up to Mantis, and you see him go, and he's spitting sand out, and you're like, did you eat sand?
Are you trying to make a weapon?
No.
Yeah, you are unable to.
That's crazy.
You're unable to make it happen.
Mm. Ugh. No. Not a fan. Yeah, that's
what he's like looking at another handful of sand.
No.
Like maybe this time for
no,
sure.
No, Mantis, you can't do it.
Let him do it.
Let him learn.
Just let him learn.
Learn.
Let him go. See?
See.
Next
that didn't
time.
Taste
Next
good,
time.
Did it?
You know, we get a couple miles down the road. You may want to give it another shot.
No, he's going to forget.
Let that build up. Maybe think about it a little harder. Yeah.
In a rarity on Athos, you do a full day's travel without any active altercations. Things circle up in the eventide. There's not a whole lot of conversation. People don't know each other well.
Because it's going to get cold now, right?
Bitter cold.
It gets super cold.
Bitter cold. Mm-hmm. But that's provided for. Obviously, House Clash can't have its scout guards freezing to death overnight. You think you hear something like a cawing in the distance, like a...
Cuckoo.
Yeah, no, not like that.
What?
More like a horse.
Look up here.
Nope.
Look up here.
It's different than that, actually.
Or like a neighing.
Yeah. I'm trying to say it's horrifying.
Oh.
Oh.
You're seared. No. It's definitely bird noises. Can I get a nature check?
How far in the... Oh, it's going to say. Six. Yay.
Ooh, 18.
Oh, I got a crit.
What, do you have nature?
One. To 21.
Ooh. You are an asset.
It's pretty good.
He's like a savant.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't think it's a birdie.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't really. It's like a birdie, but you don't think it's really a birdie.
And like any animal that's frightened by a noise, I come up and I'm like, "What is it? What is it, boy?"
Yeah. No, he's gonna be like,
"What do you hear?"
I just stop and like,
"We have to read you. Like, what part of his body is he scratching?
What is it, man?
That'll tell us what it is."
Mantis, what do you
hear?
He's
not gonna be able to.
Do I know what it is?
It's just. It's not a. It's not a birdie. It's like okay. someone. It's like someone pretending to be a bird.
What do you? Okay. What do you hear? How far away is it?
Not a bird. Not a bird.
Not a. Okay, but
it's not a bird.
I
point to where it is.
Yeah.
Point to where the birdie.
Not bird.
That point. Way. Okay.
Not bird over there.
All right. Well, I think we're all turning in that direction now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You turn in that direction. You hear a few more of these gosh, scattered.
Gosh. Not a bird.
Yeah, we know.
We know.
Now you need to shh because.
Now you need to.
Is it a hushy time?
Okay. The adults are listening.
As you begin to focus your attention in that direction, there are a few more scattered caws, and you can hear them sort of separating out in the night and ultimately receding.
Mm. Receding, huh? Was the rest of the caravan alarmed at all?
The elites. You don't think that anything could scare them. You think that. You're not sure that anything could happen that they wouldn't manage. They seem pretty confident.
Okay.
Especially if it was just birds.
All right.
Not a bird.
Not a bird.
If some birds came in.
Do we get an indication that they think it was birds is the issue? Maybe that's why they're not afraid.
They are apparently on pretty firm orders. I mean, you've been on caravans where, you know, they'll have leave. A couple will leave and mingle. Feel out the scouts,
right?
But they are very—they are hewing incredibly close to the caravan, to the litter itself.
I don't feel good about it.
Well, I don't want to go exploring. I want to stay close to the caravan.
I want to stay close to this hollowed-out bug and this spit lady with her weapons.
The spit lady,
yeah.
The spit bug lady,
yeah.
Yeah, how are they reacting?
How's she doing?
Well,
she's
is
not visible.
Well, they. Get very confused by sleeping creatures.
Oh.
Oh.
When creatures sleep, it seems like the stupidest thing they can imagine. It seems like a really bad idea.
Well, one of my abilities is tireless, I won't sleep this night. I only need
to You sleep. Want to impress the bug?
Yeah. I only sleep 6 hours in a 72-hour period.
I revel in the fact that I sleep and confuse them. I feel like that's something I have on them.
Oh, yeah?
Well,
how about
like
this?
Do you get this?
Huh?
I'm about to go unconscious.
What I just do.
Now what?
You would not believe the dream I had.
I do
now. Oh, what's that? What's a dream?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. I enjoyed it, though. I had a great night.
Yeah. Know this.
Yeah.